Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
COVID has been so devastating. And to see 38,000 people at Fenway Park, it was really emotional and rewarding.
On the business side, from ticket sales to jersey sales, revenues were up. Everything was really good. It was a really solid year.
I realized that at the beginning of 2019, it would be a very unique opportunity in terms of a lot of contracts being up at the same time and a lot of exciting young wrestlers being available to go out and start a wrestling company.
The country is finally deeply getting the memo about how amazing this sport is. I think the sky's the limit for MLS.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you know what today is. That's right. It's not just Prince Spaghetti Day. It is Fantasy Football Sports Day. And Rich Truman, he's out. He is feeling under the weather. Get well, Rich. Of course, we've got two more geniuses here. We've got Damian Sassauer and Bailey Lipschultz. And for Rich, who is also another genius, and I'm just going to write down what they all say. I want to start, first of all, with quarterback issues. And I may have made the pickup of the week because I needed a quarterback desperately because Cam Newton, I believe, was going to be out. So I'm like, oh, no, what am I going to do? So I picked up the Giants' Mike Glennon because I think he's going to play because Danny Dimes has a neck injury. Damian, what do you think?
Well, you got to understand, we play in a super flex league, so we start two quarterbacks. That's what we're talking about, you know, quarterback depth here. But the quarterbacks I really had my eye on are Carr and Wentz. I mean, for a single quarterback league, those are the guys with Rodgers on bye, Tannehill on bye, as you rightly mentioned, Cam on bye this week. You know, those are the guys that I think most people are going to be looking at. But, I mean, if you want to just talk about the injuries, look at that running back spot. I mean, McCaffrey, Cook, Swift, all done. And that opens the door for guys like Madison, Hubbard, and Jamal Williams. And those are probably the three guys that you want to be targeting on the wire this week.
Bailey, you see anybody good out there? It's like, man, I got to get this guy.
I mean, if you haven't gotten or if they're still available, you have to chase Madison or Jamal Williams. But you got to assume they're taken. Tevin Coleman is one that I think could be an interesting play for the New York Jets with Michael Carter out, going against an Eagles team that has been hit or miss. Could be a pretty ugly game here in New Jersey. But I think those are the bigger ads. And in terms of quarterbacks, I'm most interested to see how Taysom Hill.
Yeah, Taysom Hill is looking pretty good
nice
for quarterback.
Dallas.
Yeah, and that's going to be just a shootout game, just slinging it all over the place. And I could see that happen where, you know, we're going to have a high over, Damian. There are a lot of games out there that I'm looking at that, you know what? This is not bad.
No, I mean, Dallas, New Orleans, that's one. I mean, Tampa, Atlanta, even though Atlanta's probably going to struggle in that, that's supposed to be a high-scoring affair. And then, I mean, the two that I have my eyes on, I mean, the Washington football team versus at Las Vegas should generate a bunch of points. And then the Chargers at Cincinnati, I mean, that's the game of the week for me in terms of fantasy output. And so, yeah, you know, the guys, I mean, look, a few other injuries that we just can't ignore. Deebo Samuel, I mean, that opens the door for Brandon Ayuk. Waller obviously down. If you're looking for some tight end help, you can pick up Foster Moreau. I believe he should be out there in most leagues. But then there are a lot of others that are kind of questionable, Michael. I mean, you've got Hurts, Miles Sanders, you know, Darrell Henderson, OBJ, you know, I mean, there's a lot of questionable guys out there, so you're really going to have to go deep looking for some help into week 13.
Bailey, you talk about tight ends. What about Jack Doyle, a Quinn Martin production? I love that name.
Yeah, no, Doyle's actually been playing pretty solid, and obviously people know In the past that Carson Wentz loves to throw to his tight ends, this year it's been a bit more of the Michael Pittman show. But talking about tight ends, I really like Pat Freiermuth, the tight end from the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of people compare him to Heath Miller. Going up against the Baltimore secondary that has really struggled and is in the bottom three of covering tight ends, at least in non-PPR leagues. And if Logan Thomas, a guy coming off an injury, is available in your league, I think you have to grab him for the Washington football team. Again, another matchup with the Las Vegas Raiders, a team that really has struggled with matching up with tight ends.
Again, let me name the four teams that are on the bye: Cleveland, Green Bay, Tennessee, Carolina. Anybody on those teams coming up this week, get them out of your lineup because you're going to lose. You're going to get a big, fat, old zero like I did one year, many years ago, which I will never do again. And I'm not going to tell you the story how it happened. But it does involve a few beers. Defenses. Guys, you know, I'm surprised I am saying this, and I was reading about, you know, what other experts are saying also. And then when I thought about it, the Miami Dolphins defense, that's not too bad, Damian.
No, not at all. I mean, look, they've got that matchup against the Giants. I mean, that should be okay. I mean, I like the Eagles defense personally against the Jets. Again, anyone against the Jets, that's my motto. You know, it's not all bad news, though, on the injury front, right? I mean, we are going to see some guys come back. We should see the Cowboys get their receivers back, and we might even see Kyler Murray and D-Hop return to the field in Arizona. So, you know, those are guys who have probably been on your bench. You probably want to get them back in your lineup. On the receiver front, one thing I do have to mention, a little stash and pray, Calvin Ridley has been dropped in a lot of leagues. So if you're looking for a little help and you're a team that's on the rise looking to make the playoffs and make a move, that might be one that could set you over the top.
Bailey, I got to win this week. Any knowledge you can lay on me?
I think in terms of defenses, if you can get your hands on the 49ers defense against Russell Wilson, who looks like a shell of himself, or as you mentioned, the Dolphins against a Mike Glennon-led New York Giants team that has really struggled to move the ball, have to be locked. Another potential IR stash that I have had my eye on and have actually picked up in a couple leagues, Devontae Parker. He's IR eligible. He hasn't played, obviously, in a number of weeks for a Dolphins team that has really been hot and cold. But that's another guy that I think, if you have a playoff spot locked up or have an open spot on your IR and he's available, he's worth grabbing right now.
At least the Jets and the Giants won this past weekend. You know who didn't? They were leading up until 1 second left, the Detroit Lions. And, of course, I wrecked Thanksgiving because I was yelling at the television set, and everybody's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I said, the Lions, they've just lost the game. And they said, oh, that's all. Anyway, Damian Sassauer, Bailey Lipschitz, thank you so much for joining us because they are the geniuses here right on the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. Wednesday, it is Podcast Wednesday, Fantasy Football Sports Day. We're here each and every day for you, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and we're talking to some of the biggest names in sports. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports, and you can get this podcast wherever you get them. You know why? Because we're a generous bunch.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.